When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
You to this group, or we were introduced to this group, and collectively through our friends at Trusted Nurse Staffing, we were able to have a great day during last Sabres season in the atrium at the arena. Today, we were able to take it a step further with an awfully large group of our Sabres staff and come and go through the process of actually building beds that will then get delivered. And we're talking specifically Buffalo because we're here at their warehouse location. However, this is a national entity that has chapters all across the United States.
Yes.
And when you pull all those numbers together, holy cow, what an impact it makes on the lives of children, many of whom have never had beds in their life. And we're talking about from age 3 to 17 is what this group, Sleep in Heavenly Peace, is able to help.
Yeah, and with, you know, we had a great meeting with obviously the Sleep Heavenly Peace people, and they explained how it all works, and they were actually mentioning how the you know, the two biggest and most important things for development when it comes to young children are nutrition and sleep. And for a lot of young children in the Buffalo area, they don't have a bed. They may be on the couch, they may be on the floor, they may be on an air mattress, they don't have a bed. So to be able to provide a lot of children in the Buffalo area with beds is one important part of development. 5,000 beds have been delivered in the city of Buffalo since they delivered their first bed in the summer of 2020, right after the pandemic, right? They started here in 2019, the pandemic hit, and then they had to slow down, but they started in August of 2020, and they went and delivered 5,000 beds in the last 4 years. It is just amazing. And to be part of the process today was something cool, Duffer, because we got to experience different stations, right? Not just, you know, the putting the beds together, you know, build the headboards and, you know, drill the holes. And there was a sanding and a stamping station. And it was just one of those really cool experience, and with a lot of supporters, a lot of volunteers.
Well, that's what it is. Here. I mean, it's all volunteer driven.
Yeah.
And everyone that comes through here, whether it's individuals on their own, which we hope is fueled by today's visit, that if you're inclined to do great stuff in the community and you want to meet new people and you want to be hands-on, like physically hands-on and helping build stuff that ends up changing lives. But with us, we're here under the Sabres umbrella, and we look around this warehouse space, and what they've done is have every volunteer come in and put their name down on a board. And so this whole room is filled with thousands and thousands and thousands of names. whether it's with companies or as individuals. So it's phenomenal.
Yeah, and you can tell, like, they put the name of the company they're with on their board so that you can associate, like, which organization has come through these assembly line, really. And so I was talking to one of my my blue shirt superior, Jim, and I asked him, how did that all come about? Because everything is so well organized. And he said, one of the gentlemen who's not here today was a tech teacher in high school. So walk through, how can we make this very simple for people to come in and be at a station and know, okay, you have five screws, a drill, and that's what you're doing.
Right.
At my first station, I had a mallet. I was putting, like, the boards on and I was hammering it so that they could now the next station see where you have to drill the holes.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, you go to a screwing, like, station or an assembly station. See you doing, like, what were you doing there? Just a little drilling of the
punching holes, man.
Punching holes.
Just, like, following the marks that were already there. And then
I did the marks. So you followed in my good work.
Thanks, buddy. They were all over the map, those holes.
There was a couple of times I had to redo a few of them. But no, it's teamwork. It's hard work. It's, pretty easy, and you come in, and in the 2 hours that we were here this morning, 13 beds, 26 set boards. Like, they said that's a really good number for a 2 hour time frame.
Dude, I slowed that process down so much with my inability to function with a hand drill or a large industrial, drill. Like, I'm not sure you could intimidate me in any other way.
Then put power tools in front of me. I love it. And you know me.
Like, when I ended up inadvertently at that station to start, I don't know if the gentleman thought I was serious or not. And he's like, you're going to do some drilling. And I'm like, I don't really think I'm suited for this.
Well, I went to the sanding side of things at first. I want to do sanding.
Sandy Mile.
And then they came and got me, and they're like, no, you're coming over here.
Yeah.
So I went to a different station, but it was all exciting and fun. And so that's why we're here. We're definitely going to get some guests from the Sleep Heavenly Peace people and Trusted Nurse Staffing people on the show today. But we do have hockey to talk about as well. So
Sabres back at practice today, and it was great news to see Rasmus Dahlin.
Yes.
As far as Ryan McLeod and Jordan Greenway, they were not on the ice. But with Dahlin running the first power play, it's obviously very clear that he is expecting to go tomorrow against Toronto.
Yeah, so I saw his morning skate in Montreal and really could tell, look, he's going full out, 100%. He's pushing. He's wanting to play. I thought maybe he'll play in Montreal. He did not. It didn't go well against the Canadiens. We discussed that yesterday on the show. But to see Rasmus Dahlin now, full participant in practice, doing some power play, really getting himself into what is game condition for tomorrow, the home game against the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's also paired with Bo Byram. So, you know, that kind of is what you expect. Bo Byram going back with Rasmus Dahlin, for that pair to be leading the way for the Buffalo Sabres. So there were some changes up front a little bit because, obviously, McLeod and Greenway are not practicing. So Krebs was moved up with Kulik and Benson.
Yeah.
Zucker, who ended the Montreal game with Thompson and Tuck, was still on that line.
And Paterka, Quinn, and Cousins were together. So that's kind of like where they are right now going into Toronto tomorrow night. But we'll see. I mean, tomorrow, maybe Greenway goes, maybe McLeod goes. At this moment, they did not partake in today's skate.
What do you think yesterday did for the group and being back at practice? We've gone through this stretch here where any number of us, including at one point the coach, was finding it hard for work,
yes,
right? So, I'm just curious, like, especially, like, look, there's a ton of negativity out there.
Oh, yeah.
And,
well, the negativity is out there, and I, from the sound of the players and the sound of the coach, Lindy Ruff, and also Kevin Adams when he spoke to the media, there's also a little, I don't want to call it frustration, but But this is a bad rut that you're in, and you have to find a way out. And it's just like every game has presented a challenge that has been hard to overcome. Mm-hmm. Like even Montreal, you don't start the game well, give up a goal 19 seconds in. Well, maybe you're looking at it as, well, we scored first a lot in this losing streak and still haven't been able to get a win. So maybe that's the way to go. But there was, you know, the response wasn't there, and it was really hard to watch. So I think with yesterday, being able to just stay, they get back to practice. You know, I would think everybody's trying to push hard today at practice to get ready for tomorrow. That's, I'm going to be at home. You know, the Toronto experience here in Buffalo is always, you know, a difficult one and a unique one because they got a lot of fans. So this is going to be a very, very hard challenge, but one that everybody's got to step up to.
Well, the Leafs had another win last night. They have shown, not in the Buffalo game because they ended up having the higher shot volume and totals throughout the course of it, but
yeah,
they have shown many times lately that they can shoot, you know, hit their shooting percentage with the best of them. I mean, they were getting completely outshot by Dallas last night before rattling off three games and then ultimately prevailed. Much like they had done against the Devils a week earlier, where they ended up with, what, 15 shots in the entire game? And, you know, so their sharpshooters are going.
We saw Joseph Dennis Wall was, the last time. But
yeah,
Joseph
but
Wall
Wall's
was
the
good.
Guy.
Yeah,
I mean, Wall the... was the guy before yeah. they brought in Stolarz, really. And, you know, with Stolarz out 4-6, they're in fine shape, in my opinion, with Wall. And,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, if they wanted to go Hill to be sure they could.
I don't think they will. I don't think they do on Friday. I think that, you know, they usually, I mean, they are playing Saturday night, so they go back-to-back Friday, Saturday. So you could see Hill to be because he just beat the Sabres again. But I think you got to get Wall going if you're the place and you go back to Joseph Wall after that performance against the Dallas Stars last night.
Right. As far as, I guess, the changes and the impact of Dahlin, you know, it's one thing to be around the group but not be able to help, mm-hmm. obviously. I felt like his demeanor certainly was incredibly positive.
Yes.
How does he assimilate back into the lineup? I'm only asking this in the sense of the way you described during your commentary of the last game, and then the way some of the players described the post-game commentary about individual.
Mm-hmm.
How does ultra-skilled Rasmus Dahlin make sure keep a team?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com.
La 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 la.
DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Friendly, so to speak, and not try to do what he actually is physically capable of, but you know what I mean?
That's the challenge, because I said after the Montreal game how I felt like even Tage Thompson at times was trying to do it all on himself, right? It's like, it's the power play, and he's taking the puck to the middle, he's skating it to the middle, and your natural human instinct is, I got to do something more. I got to do something more. But sometimes less is more. And now Darlene comes in, and I want to see everybody connected. Like, Darlene is going to come in and has an impact on the game. He always has. But if he tries to do it all on himself, that impact is not going to be passed around to everybody. It's just going to be him trying to make plays. And I think he's capable of it. But that is a very dangerous place to be in. If it's like just Darlene trying to get the puck behind his own net, skating it through everybody, trying to do it all on himself. That's the trouble you find yourself in when you are 0-8-3 in the last 11. We saw Tage trying to do a little too much of it. We saw, Byram try to do a little much of it. It's not because they're not trying. It's sometimes trying too much. So that's the challenge here. Darlene's coming in. He missed the last seven, right, of this 11-game losing streak. He was there for three. Those three games were not bad. He left when they were up 4-1 to Colorado, and now he's missed the last seven. So, yeah, he's going to come in saying, I got to help. I got to do something really big, but I don't know that it's just on him. Everybody's going to have to help him in that way.
What are your expectations for him?
Well, he's going to probably play 25 minutes. He's going to be first power play. He's going to be PK. He's going to be everywhere. He's going to want to. He's going to look over to Lindy Ruff. Say, put me back out there. That's the expectation I have. You have to be careful, because he's coming back from back spasm. And even though he's pushing hard in practice, well, the game is different. The body contact, the physical battles, that's different. You don't want to put Rasmus Dahlin in a position to all of a sudden say, next week he's missing another five games, right? Like, I don't want to take it easy on him. This is the National Hockey League, but you know Rasmus Dahlin's going to look to go every other shift and want to play 28, 29 minutes. You gotta be able to control that a little bit.
Well, Sabres, again, skated today. A lot of noise.
You know what?
Here
and I'm upset now. I'm really upset.
Why?
Because they flipped. So all of our Sabres crew is in sending and branding, what I wanted to do earlier, but now I'm missing out on the opportunity to go send all that wood and use the big parts. Because they basically swapped there was two groups, the sending and branding on one point and one side in the assembly, and now they swapped. So our Sabres people are doing what I wanted to do.
You've put in your 14 minutes. You can go. I'll be good.
Well, we got guests coming up, so that will
precisely
work.
My point.
Exactly. I want to be here for that. But I'm going to be, at 1 o'clock when we're done with the show, I'm going to join in with our crew and keep doing this.
All right. So as we continue our Sabres Live here, I did make a quick thought. Did you mention the power plays?
Did not mention the power plays yet.
Really only just throwing this out there quickly, just because obviously it wasn't good against Montreal.
No.
And over the course of the streak, it has struggled mightily.
It has struggled mightily, as we, Tage Thompson, obviously with Paterka and Quinn. Thompson more in the bumper position, Quinn on the left side one-timer, Paterka on the right side one-timer with Darlene at the point, and Benson as a net front presence. That is, not a power play unit we've seen. So that is new, and the power play has to be better. And then in the second unit, you've got Yuri Kulik on the right side. I talked to Chris Baker right on Tuesday. It was about get inside the dot. If you want to take that one timer, get inside the dot. Power and Byram were rotating at the point here. It's interesting because I said I wanted to see Byram maybe get a little bit more power play time. I wonder if it's just a let's see who has the impact we want. But Power and Byram rotating get the point on the second unit.
Well, we're here at Sleep and Heavenly Peace warehouse location, and all of what you're hearing, maybe in the background noise, but also what we're presenting, is in partnership with our friends at Trusted Nurse Staffing. And J.J. Paterka is actually going to be teaming up for a second year in a row for J.J.'s Jammy Drive. Now, for this drive, we are encouraging fans to donate new, like new jammies to KeyBank Center on December 27th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Or you can purchase a pair of jammies to send to children in need through OLB Charities. Visit sabres.com/jammies to donate now. Jerry Sheldon is with us here on Sabres Live. He's the Buffalo chapter president of Sleep and Heavenly Peace. Happy holidays, my friend. Hey, nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thanks.
Yeah, that's a good change on, like, you just like, op on, op off, let's go. It worked. I like that. You know, well, it is, I think there's a lot of things going on the fly here as well. I said to Duffer, I'm a little upset right now because I wanted to start a descending and branding side of the stations.
Yeah.
But all of our Sabre staff is on the assembly side, and now they're in the back room. I want to be there.
Well, I got to tell you, the sand is the most important job of what we do here because the beds we're making are made out of construction-grade lumber, so yeah. We got to get all those rough edges off before we put a kid with his bare toes on it, and so it's really important. But I will say, most people like this room better, so you got to start out at what most people enjoy
Jerry,
doing the most.
He's a goalie. He thinks differently about everything.
Oh, okay. I did see the video, though, because when you go to the sending room, you get shown a video about what to do, rounding up edges. You know, the 1x4 has to be rounded all the way around, but 2x4, 2x6 is on.
Yeah, and
so
we even leave samples for you there so you can see.
We
do our best to make sure that every volunteer here goes away with a little bit more knowledge about woodworking, but also goes away having had a good experience.
5,000 beds delivered. Like, there's a big 5,000 behind us on the bed. You mentioned, actually, you have an inventory, so you've built over 5,000 beds since 2019 when you guys first started.
We probably have 5,300 beds.
Yep.
So we try to carry at least a month to a month and a half of inventory of beds all the time. In case for some reason you can't build, be it weather or something, we can always still deliver beds because the need does not depend on weather. These kids don't have beds regardless of what it's doing outside.
Jerry, can you give us the quick overview of how this came to be here in Buffalo and the impact that you've had on the community?
So it was in 2019 that I saw a video about a gentleman out in Idaho getting an award from CNN for building beds in the community. And it mushroomed into him developing it into a nonprofit. And I was first profoundly moved by the fact that so many kids don't have beds. It's such a, to me, a fundamental basic thing. And then I looked in to see that there was no one doing it in Western New York. Mm-hmm. So I approached my wife to make sure she was okay with this idea. And with very little coercion on my part, she went along with it. And we happened to be out for dinner with our good friend, Rick and Betsy DeVita, and we brought this idea up, and it turns out that they had seen the same video that I had. And at that point, it was like, okay, we have to do this.
Yeah.
So we went out to Idaho, we got our training, and in true Buffalo fashion, we came and made an outreach for people to get involved. And immediately we had enough help and enough startup money to get it started.
So you talk about Buffalo. And right now, because there's such a demand for beds and kids that don't have beds in the Buffalo area, that's all that you can service at this moment because it's such high demand. But you mentioned to be able to help the surrounding communities because it's not just Buffalo, but it could be, you know, some of the suburbs and everything around the area in Western New York as well. So how's the next step to be able to do that?
So the way that I approach things, because I have an engineering background, so I kind of want to think through things. When we started the Buffalo chapter, we opened just one or two zip codes.
Yep.
Because we wanted to see how much need there would be, and we wanted to see if we could handle it. And over time, in the, probably the first 2 years, we were able to open all the zip codes within the city of Buffalo. Now, the important thing to keep in mind here is that everybody that works here is a volunteer. Mm-hmm. There's no paid staff. And I'm very sensitive to how much we put on our volunteers. So I want to make it so that they enjoy coming.
Yep.
They want to come. I don't want to make it a job for them. So we feel at this point that we can handle the city of Buffalo. However, to your point, there's people throughout Western New York who have this problem. And it's very difficult for me to have to field those phone calls from people in Niagara Falls or in the South Towns and tell them, I'm sorry, right now I don't have the resources to do that. So our next step is to find ourselves a new home that is bigger, that allows us to build and then develop teams of people in these other communities to reach throughout Western New York, not just Buffalo.
As working in conjunction with Trusted Nurse Staffing and then by extension the Sabres, which is, you know, why we're here today, like, what does that do for your chapter here? And hopefully, I'm going to assume, spreading awareness so a lot of these goals that you have can be met in a shorter time frame.
Excellent point. So Trusted Nurses has been with us almost since the start of when we started this. They quickly found what we did to be valuable in the community and have been a great supporter of ours. But what happens here is... We, as you've seen in the walls around our shop, we have all our volunteers come and sign. And the wall behind us here, which we call our Dreammakers wall, has churches, civic groups, businesses that have supported us. So what happens is somebody comes in and they'll see, they may see a competitor on the wall, or they may see their neighbor's name on the wall, and right away they say, this is something I really want to get involved with. And then they do it. We're all volunteers, and if there's a weakness in our arsenal of things that we do, we've not been out there doing the level of fundraising that we might want to do. But the City of Good Neighbors supports us.
Yeah.
And we continue to find stories of people who maybe didn't have a bad and we'll see this as a way to give back. It just has to be one. Go with us on one delivery, and see a child help you bring the parts in, help you make the bed. He's happy to sit on it. This was mom. I want to give them money from my savings account to go build a bed for another child.
Yeah,
there's my payment. That happens enough. It keeps us engaged, keeps us wanting to do this.
And people in groups want to come in and help build beds. Like, you don't have to be handy with the power tools. You can be a beginner.
It helps.
You can sit at the table and, you know, put screws together. There's something for everyone to do.
Everybody
can be involved.
We are happy volunteers anywhere from 8 years old to 88. Mm-hmm. And maybe I should say 98. And come in here who maybe have no skills at all, but we will show it. You've both been kind of introduced to our what we call our blue shirts. These folks, but more importantly, they're incredibly nice and positive about what's happening. Many volunteers come here and they say, you know, it's a happy place. People come and there's so much positive energy, and they enjoy it. And you know, the other unique thing. What we do is they get to, first off, in many cases, hear about a problem they never thought about, but then they solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You build the bed. You do the whole thing, and undoubtedly, most people say, when can I come back?
Cool. With a bunch of adults, and that's like kind of what I describe it as, but probably a lot more fun than when you're a high school student having to go to tech. Like, everybody on their face, everybody loves it. Now, there's, you know, bunk beds that you're building as well. Like, there's a lot of different parts that come into this.
Yes, yes. I mean, we have to your point about volunteers, so clearly you see the volunteers that build beds, but we have a tremendous core of volunteers that deliver beds. We have a tremendous group of volunteers who are on the phone calling all the families, talking to them about their situation, understanding how we can help them. We have another group of volunteers who are involved with our linens. As you probably know, every bed that we deliver is completely mattress pads, sheets, comforter, pillows. We deliver at a pace of about 130, 140 a month. That means 130 or 140 pillows every month. So that is another thing. So, and then the final category we have are people who do a tool, don't want to deliver, but they love to talk. So we'll let them be our ambassadors and go and speak on our behalf and do stuff like that. So we will literally have a job for anybody regardless of what they want to do.
Sounds like a role for you.
I talk, but I can talk while drilling. I can do both.
That's right. You're a multitasker.
I was chewing gum while drilling.
Okay,
the video evidence will show that. Thank you very, very much. This was a great introduction last year, but we've taken it a step further, and we can't wait to see this chapter of Sleep in Heavenly Peace have that next step as well. And thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. And, you know, this only happens because of the community support we have. We're probably one of the largest chapters in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that is significant when you think of probably 400 chapters throughout the United States and Canada.
Yeah. Amazing. Impressive work. And we are thrilled to be here. And we'll continue to broadcast from here right after this on Sabres Live.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.